With SRN News, I'm John Scott. That's the sound of Luigi Mangione entering a Pennsylvania courtroom. The suspect, accused of killing UnitedHealthcare's CEO, was forcefully dragged back to court as he faces extradition to New York, where he's charged with murder. His attorney said Mangione would not waive extradition. Thousands of Southern California residents, they're under evacuation orders in mornings as firefighters battle a wind-driven wildfire in Malibu. The flames burn near Seaside Mansions and Pepperdine University. Junior Mia Gastille says she evacuated her home and sheltered in the university library.
You just saw the flames coming up over the hill. And at first it was not a problem because they were like, the wind is blowing parallel and not in our direction. And I think about maybe 5 minutes later, they were like, it's in our direction.
Pepperdine said the worst of that fire has now pushed past campus. It was not immediately known how the fire started. Also at SRNNews.com, Donald Trump's Middle East envoy warning of consequences if Gaza hostages are not released soon.
During a visit to the region this week, Steve Witkoff expressed hope for a ceasefire in Gaza between the militant group Hamas and Israel. But the soon-to-be Mideast envoy also warned that it would not be a pretty day if the hostages held in Gaza were not released before Trump's inauguration next month. Last week, the president-elect wrote on social media, there would be consequences if the hostages were not released before he takes the oath of office. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Israel carrying out a wave of heavy airstrikes across Syria, striking military assets to prevent them from falling into the hands of extremists. The Dow dropping 89 points, the NASDAQ is down 71. This is SRN News. Christians in Syria wondering what the future holds.
The overthrow of dictator Bashar Assad by Muslim rebels has cast a pall of uncertainty over the country's small Christian community. Things were far from ideal under Assad, but believers did feel some sense of stability during his rule. Now it's unclear how the rebels, some of whom are Islamic militants, will treat Syria's Christians. Religious freedom groups say it won't be long before the new leaders of Syria will show the world how tolerant they plan to be. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A gay pride float appeared over the weekend in the Prattville, Alabama Christmas parade. A federal judge ordered the city to allow that float after the mayor initially blocked it. The judge found that the city had violated Prattville Pride's First Amendment right to free speech and the 14th Amendment right to equal protection under the law. Plans to present the gay pride float had sparked threats in the city. This is SRN News. President-elect Trump's border czar, Tom Homan, issued a stark warning to Democratic lawmakers. Bernie Bennett explains.
Homan sent a clear message to sanctuary cities opposing the incoming administration's stricter border policies. Either get on board or step aside. Trump won the 2024 election with immigration policy as a central focus of his campaign, pledging to implement the largest mass deportation program in U.S. history. Homan's position is central to immigration policy, making him crucial to the success or failure of Trump's administration. Homan has been a major critic of the Biden administration's handling of matters concerning immigration policy. Across the aisle, some Democrats have expressed a willingness to work with Homan to enforce border security measures. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Boeing has laid off hundreds of additional employees in Washington State and California as part of planned cuts that will eventually reduce the company's workforce by about 17,000. Boeing planning to reduce its workforce by 10%. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.